Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 7, day 4 of our study of Nehemiah. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Nehemiah 10, 35 through 36.
Hey guys, if you've been blessed by this podcast, I want to encourage you to leave a review on your podcast app of choice. It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for them to fall in love with God and His Word.
Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We're reading today from the NIV. This is Nehemiah 10, starting in verse 35, and this is a short passage for today. We also assume responsibility for bringing to the house of the Lord each year the first fruits of our crops and of every fruit tree. So the people are continuing on in listing out all the specific things that they're going to do as part of this covenant that they're making with God, the covenant that they said, you can curse us if we fail to do all of these things that we're saying we're going to do. And here they're saying, hey, we're going to bring the first fruits. This is not, they're not saying that, you know, we're going to bring you some of the crops. We're going to bring you the first and the best of the crops down to Jerusalem. That's what the first fruits are. They're supposed to be the best of all the fruits and crops that they raise and grow. That's what they bring to Jerusalem. And keep in mind that this is not an easy feat. Bringing the first fruits of your grain, you got to haul all that stuff, the first fruits of your fruit trees. You know, fruit weighs a lot. Having to bring apples and apricots. And I mean, if you think about, I don't think they had oranges in Israel at that time, but if they're bringing all of these kinds of things, you're hauling a lot of weight. I said yesterday, I imagine, you know, some poor person, because they were having to bring firewood. In addition to bring firewood, they're having to bring all these fruits. Imagine if you're too poor to afford a cart or cattle and things like that. You're having to carry this stuff over your shoulder on your back as you're walking to Jerusalem. Imagine the burden of bringing all of these things to the Lord. Logistically, this is no small feat. Again, there's no railroads. There's no trucking industry. They're carrying all of this, or they've got, if they can afford it, they've got donkeys or cows pulling the stuff. I can't imagine a sheep pulling a cart, but maybe if that's all they had, maybe someone figured out how to get a sheep to pull a cart. They don't really pull carts very well, so... I imagine people did just about everything imaginable, everything they could to get all this stuff down there. But this is a tremendous burden. They're signing up for difficult things. They're signing up to a lot of them to literally and physically carry this stuff to Jerusalem with their own hands, their own back, their own legs. Verse 36. As it is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle and of the herds of our flocks to the house of our God, to the priests ministering there. Now, understand that what they're saying is they're going to bring the firstborn of the cattle and all of these things. And a lot of that would be used as like the herds of the Levites. A lot of it would be sacrificed. We're not talking about sacrificing the firstborn sons. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about bringing the firstborn sons and having them dedicated to the Lord. If there's need for them to work in the house of God, kind of like Samuel, that they could do that. But really, this is a dedication of everything to the Lord. So again, we're not sacrificing firstborn sons. That's not at all what is being said here. We're dedicating them to the Lord. A lot of churches now, a lot of places now in various ways still do this. Catholic Church, Episcopal Church do christenings where you actually have a baptism of those children. Most of the Protestant churches won't do christenings. They won't do infant baptisms. And so what they do are baby dedications. And this is the same kind of thing. This, whether you look at it as a christening or baptism or baby dedication, this is the same kind of thing that they're looking at, is they are to bring their sons, their firstborn sons, down to Jerusalem and hand them to the priests and have them dedicate them before the Lord. That's what they did with Jesus. Mary and Joseph actually took Jesus to the temple after he was born on the 7th day or on the 8th day. I forget now, right off the top of my head, but they bring him on the day prescribed by the law, bring him to the temple and hand him to the priests, and they do the bris, you know, they have the circumcision and all that kind of stuff. There's some pomp and circumstance that went along with this, but they do this thing where they bring Jesus to the temple, and not only is he circumcised, but he's also dedicated to the Lord as prescribed in the law here. And this is what they're binding themselves to. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.